In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In today's episode, we discuss finding Prince Charming's self-loathing homophobia, Katy Perry's Twitter tirade, which celebs get thrown under the bus in Naya Rivera's tell-all, and DNCE's meet-and-greet fiasco. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half-hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Good morning!
Good afternoon.
How are you, Corey? Cool?
Good afternoon.
It is 10:10 in the morning.
Yes.
Figure it out. Did you ever watch Figure It Out?
What is that?
It was a Nickelodeon show. I think maybe on Nick Jr. Maybe. No, it was Nickelodeon. And a celebrity, a Disney or Nickelodeon celebrity usually, was paired with a young child.
And How young?
There was a big, huge 2D head.
Was it hosted by Summer Sanders?
That could be. and it was basically what's it called? Hangman. Which, now that I think about the title of Hangman, Jesus.
Problematic.
The whole concept, really.
I mean,
that's a bit, it's a bit violent.
You think it should be hang women because you hate
equality.
Women.
Equality. No, it should be maybe just like, I don't know. I guess I don't like children drawing out people being hung.
Well, it's a cartoon.
It's...
Video games are probably worse than Hangman.
I don't know. Well, Corey and I play Diablo 3, everybody. And, Corey, what's your character?
I'm the, like, monk guy.
You are the
bald.
Monk male. I am the wizard
monk
woman.
Guy.
Is he bald?
He's got a beard. That's why I picked him.
My one complaint about Diablo 3 is I feel like we pick up too many items all the time. We're always looking at our new treasures.
It frustrates me.
It's
because
like we never
take
get anywhere.
Too long.
I take too
like,
long.
Like I'm very in and out. I know. I've
well,
got
then
a plan.
in that sense, we really should be allowed to both be looking at our items at the same time.
Well, let's start a video game then.
Corey makes fun of. I wear this nice, beautiful.
It's like a purple Mad Hatter's hat.
Yes. My wizard witch woman. It's fashionable.
She's a gargoyle. A slyke.
She's a slyke.
I don't know. Your wizard witch person does too much. She like raises dragons. What are they called?
Well, I have
that
hydras.
Spell. Hydras.
My hydras.
The fire hydras really confuse
well,
me.
What I don't like about your character, since we're airing our grievances
wow.
right now, is Corey has this move where a big huge bell falls out of the sky.
Well, listen. The
and
time
like,
has come, ring-a-ding-ding.
It's literally ding-a-ding-ding. But it's humongous and obnoxious and annoying, though I will say all my spells are very loud.
It makes a bell noise. We do play very on the volume very loud when we play. Sometimes I think...
You've never said anything about it.
Sometimes I think, is he going deaf?
I am.
So then I like slap, I box your ears. Have you ever had someone do that?
No. Is that a thing you can do?
Yeah, when you do this, you go... And I slap their ears.
I get that. So what does it do? What's the effect?
It's like a supersonic head crunch.
When you played Sonic, would you play as Tails or Sonic?
Well, listen, probably both.
Really?
Well, actually,
I used to think Tails is kind of cute.
Oh my God. Why do you always want to fuck everything with like a big furry bushy tail? Like, well, Eevee and
what
like
can I say?
Tails.
Wait, is
like
Eevee
nine,
the new Tails?
Nine Tails is the new
Tails.
is what I was trying to say.
You know, I always think whenever I hit my... the other day,
yes.
For example, when we were walking down the sidewalk, we had just picked up...
Drugs.
No. we had just picked up a cake.
Yeah,
so
okay,
I was holding a cake.
Oh,
I was walking down
God.
The sidewalk,
this
and
story.
I stabbed my head accidentally.
Like, literally, a leaf grazed your hair, and you were like... Hold this cake, I'm bleeding.
Okay, here's
there wasn't
what
even a scratch
I
or a mark.
I walked right into a branch, the sharp end of the branch. Not even the width or the length of the
no,
branch.
No, girl. This was like a pussy willow.
Oh.
grandmother willow, like, droopy tendril branch. There wasn't even a stick involved. It
there was
like...
A- All I know is that I was bleeding. I showed you the blood.
Yeah.
I said, Corey, hold this cake. And I tapped my
There was not even a scratch, not even a bump, not even a drop of blood.
Well, my point is...
that you shouldn't walk into pointy sticks.
No. When things like that happen to me, when things like that happen to Sonic... coins everywhere. Imagine if you just hit your head on a little branch
and I just Uncle Moneybags.
All of my money bags just spilled out of me. That's all.
I guess that's right.
Rings, not coins, rings.
Where did he keep those
golden
rings? Well, you can turn rings into money.
He was a bit of a hoarder.
Aren't we all?
Well, we are in Diablo 3 with my purple top hat.
Your weapons. I thought you were
My god. Well, Corey found this place where you can store all of your items in a chest
trunk.
In the town hall or whatever, and I'm like, the last thing we need is to start a collection, Corey. Just
well,
sell
listen,
your things, get rid of
sometimes
them.
Sometimes I don't know if I want to like come back for something else.
What are you going to come back for?
I don't know. What if I need one that like gives me dexterity or something?
Ooh, she's a dexterous queen.
Yeah,
dexterous.
I thought you were going to tell the story about when there was that creature crawling on your curtain and then I had to kill it.
Were we playing Diablo 3?
Yeah.
See, I am all ballsy in Diablo 3. I'll run right into the horde. But there was a cricket on my...
In fact, you never run into the horde. I have to. You
let
stand
me fucking
back.
Tell you.
You stand
I
back
run
and like,
in because,
throw like
because
wizard
my,
shit.
No. Well, I do that sometimes. But I run
and
in
And I'm
in
just
the
in there dropping
I
the bell.
Spells that... I have spells that freeze everything that I'm touching.
Do you think this
so
is
I
the
run
most?
Right into, this is our video game. This
do you
is
think
our video
this
game
is the most
episode.
Unrelatable episode we've
no.
ever done?
No. Okay, well, let's talk relatable video games. Bitch, Pogs. Or,
Pogs?
Wait,
the video
Pac-Man,
game? Pogs? Have you ever played Pogs?
When
the
was
video
the last
game?
Time you ate as much as Pac-Man eats? Not to, like, shame
oh,
him.
I know. I do know. The Sunday, or the Saturday after camp.
Yeah.
Because we had eaten camp food like all week.
Yeah.
And then I went, I was in New York City with my friend Zach, and we went to brunch and ordered 8 items. We had deep fried pickles.
Wow.
We had, wow. We had mac and cheese.
Wow.
He had like, oh, we had a salad with like, fried chicken on top of it. Mm. It was incredible.
So if you're given the option, you pick fried over grilled chicken for yourself.
It was just the place we went to. The place we went to was this very like country corner kitchen sort of New York moment.
Sure.
That's why, and they had like fried okra and shit. And they
not here for okra.
They did have a Bloody Mary with bacon, and it also had, guess what?
Pepper.
No.
Parsley.
You'll never guess.
Cabbages.
Celery, hard
asparagus,
boiled
watercress,
egg.
Filiferns, lettuce.
Hard boiled egg.
Oh.
It was good. Is that good.
See, I don't know what the preferred situation is with
Bloody Mary.
It feels like a kitchen hoarder.
Is the more treats the better.
So she
but
wants
a shrimp cocktail. No, I'm not dumb. I would
savory
never want to. I want like shrimp or bacon.
An onion ring.
Yeah, I would take that. Deep fried or just like a raw onion ring?
This is not a
whole
onion.
I would like a mozzarella stick in my Bloody Mary.
Okay, but you're talking like on a stick coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so that you drink a little, bite a little, chew a little, swallow a little,
so
drink a little more.
What you really want is just
appetizers.
Tomato juice and an appetizer platter.
I want
platter.
Appetizer platter on top of my Bloody Mary.
On a stick.
And
okay.
That's not...
So a skewered appetizer platter.
Yes. But I don't need no fucking slider. You know how I feel about sliders.
How did we get to what you eat the most? Oh, Pac-Man. So that's when you Pac-Man.
Talking about more iconic video games.
Did I tell you about the time once Brett and I, y'all might know him as Leland, he's a songwriter, but we went to Cheesecake Factory, and we are very much on the same wavelength as far as food goes. We know what's right. We know when to splurge. We know...
Oh, does she know when to splurge?
Oh, yes, she does. Caloric-wise, yes. But we would... we went... And I wanted the burrito, which is really good, but okay. Humongous at Cheesecake Factory.
You
and
don't build your own wrap anymore?
I sometimes do that, but I kind of gauge the attitude of the waiter.
That's nice of you.
If they seem like they're going through it that day, I don't want to be like,
you don't
so, can I get the club as a wrap, but with the burrito tortilla? Because they start giving me a look, and I'm like, you've done it before.
Yeah.
I don't want to piss them off, so.
Well, chances are you did.
Chances are I do. So, Brett and I, we split the burrito. And the orange chicken and the Buffalo Blast appetizer.
God.
We really, really win
things,
it.
I think those are 3 things I would never get.
They don't go together, but really it's the Triforce, if you think about
well,
it.
Well, sometimes I do consider getting the chicken and biscuits
mm.
because Lisa said it was really good, but I've never actually done it.
So good. You live on the edge.
No, I already...
You're currently on the edge. You just haven't jumped off.
I haven't jumped off the edge. I haven't leapt. I haven't taken that leap of faith. Why fuck with, like, what you know is good? If you know the chicken Madeira is the best thing on the menu, why would you ever get it?
I gotta say that if you... If you're
looking for 4,000,
by the 60 pages of Cheesecake Factory,
stick to the first page, which is like our classics.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
I just skip right to the ads.
I don't know.
Remember when we were going to put an ad for Binge in Cheesecake Factory's menu?
No. I mean, sometimes I think you have these fever.
Look in the emails.
Fever dreams.
Just search the emails. I guarantee that was in the marketing plan.
You're the type to go to Cheesecake Factory with a bunch of like stickers with your face on it and like buy Binge. And you're just going to start like sticking it in the back of their laminated
menus. Put it right in the veggie burger section.
Well, yeah. Right over it. Cover up.
Want to know the real drama about this? Check out Binge at Barnes & Noble right next door.
Right next door if you're at the Grove.
If you're at the Grove. Well, I'm not going to put it in a menu in Arkansas.
Somebody told me there was a Cheesecake Factory in Beverly Hills. Is that true?
I can't confirm or deny. Actually, yes, I can, because I went on a date there once.
Wow. And you know, I struggle because I have to drive like way, 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 way out into the valley if I want to go to Outback Steakhouse, which just like isn't fair.
I read an article.
About Outback?
About Cheesecake Factory. They're opening one in New York City. They apparently didn't have one
in Times Square.
I don't know where. I can look up.
Oh my God. What if they opened one in Times Square and then we just went there?
Well, I think that's the only thing we could ever do.
The last time we were in New York and at Times Square, we went to Olive Garden.
Of course. Well, you know, as a food connoisseur, I really do respect the culinary arts. And so that's why I choose to indulge in a nice Italian meal at Olive Garden. Though, the Olive Garden in Times Square, spoiler, if anybody's going to Times Square anytime soon, I need you to know, the Olive Garden in Times Square does not have ranch.
Didn't we?
It was a point of contention between me and my waitress.
Didn't we once go to, like, a Chili's in Times Square?
We went to, not a Long John Silver's. What's the other...
A fish restaurant?
It was Joe's Crab Shack, maybe, or something?
No.
Or...
I feel like you and I either did, like, a Chili's or an Applebee's in
Times
Square.
I love both. And they both have wrap sections in their menu, so, you know, I'm on board. I love a wrap. And that's a wrap. Imagine if that were the end of the podcast. Back to video games. So, Corey, when you play Mario Kart,
yeah,
who's your go-to?
Which one? Double Dash?
Well, take me on your journey. Are there certain...
Well, you know I have a GameCube and you know I have Double Dash and you know
Double Dash
I love
is, Toad. I would say, would you agree, the best Mario Kart there is?
Yeah, I mean, I just struggle with the Wii controllers because sometimes I'm like... Like, when I was growing up, my grandma would try to play regular, like, original Nintendo Mario. Yeah. I am that old. And she would, like, try to make them jump and try to, like... With the controller.
Like a fool.
And, like, literally not like a fool, because now that's what you have to fucking do on, like, Wii.
I just don't jump. If it takes energy, she doesn't jump. And that's how Sue sees it.
Sounds good.
Who is your go-to duo for Double Dash?
I do like a little bit of Diddy Kong and a little bit of Toad.
So you go for the light character.
I do like a light character. I would never pick a Bowser.
I mean, I don't mean to size shame, but I would never pick Donkey Kong or Bowser.
They're just too heavy.
No. Or...
I sometimes do Toad and Toadette together.
That's cute.
Do you think they're married or brother and sister?
There's only one way to figure it out. I guarantee we can look it up. That's like when we figured out Mario and Luigi are brothers, but Waluigi and
you had to figure out that Mario and Luigi
are
brothers?
No, but I'm telling you what we figured out. Mario and Luigi are brothers, but Waluigi
and
Wario
are not.
Are just strangers who both look like Mario and Luigi, who both hate Mario and Luigi.
Well, do you believe that somewhere...
Isn't that fucked up?
Do you believe that somewhere in this world that you have, like, a doppelganger?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, I read a tweet this morning. Let me read it to you.
Do you believe that, like, you have a soulmate? I'm being serious.
Yeah, I believe I have many soulmates.
Okay, I was like, do you think there's like one true love?
Somebody
like
tweeted
the
this morning.
Song?
To answer your question about the doppelganger, somebody tweeted this morning, Tyler Oakley is so unpleasant and famous that at least a dozen people who just look like him have also been allowed to become unpleasant and famous. Because they look like me.
Why are they unpleasant?
I don't know. I think I'm actually
Why are you
pretty
searching
pleasant.
Your indirects?
No, this guy's verified it came up on my thing.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did.
Any who's a calls.
So you believe in one true love?
I believe that there are probably 30 people who look identical to you in this world.
Well, here's the thing. All the people who always tweet someone that looks like me to me, they never look anything like me.
I feel like you always complain that they look ugly.
Not that they look ugly.
I don't know why you're beating around the bush. We're trying to tell you something.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Wow.
Do you have a race twin, Corey?
What, like an amazing race twin? What are you talking about?
Oh my God, me?
No.
No, no, I'm saying somebody who looks identical to you but is a different race.
That reminds me of Cloud Atlas, the movie.
Oh my God, I just texted you the other day and Corey was like, I texted Corey, what are you doing? Come over, play Diablo 3. He was like, I'm watching Cloud Atlas and crying.
They literally played Lady in the Water and Cloud Atlas back to back on HBO.
I don't know what Lady in the Water is.
Oh my God, it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, but not scary. And it got like really bad reviews and people don't like it. But I love Lady in the Water and I love.
What's it about? I guess I can guess.
A Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
It's like mystical, magical, like.
Is it Big Fish? Because I didn't see that.
Loved Big Fish. Oh my God, I forgot about Big Fish. Need to like add that to my movies to watch list.
You have a list?
Yeah, I have a list of ones I want to like rewatch I need to see in the theater. Like Storks.
I need you all to know how organized. Corey is to a fault. It's like
you can never be organized to a fault. That is like
you have a list of movies you want to rewatch.
Show me
the list.
I have.
Is it a doc?
I have a doc.
No.
On my,
is it an Excel spreadsheet?
No, I have a doc in my notes program on my MacBook.
MacBook.
It's
Pro.
Titled Movies to See, and then it's organized by month. And it's like when I'm at a movie theater seeing a movie and I see a trailer, then I type it into the notes. And then when I get home, I look it up and then I put it in the list so that when a movie comes out, you don't miss it.
Corey.
But
okay.
Then sometimes when I don't end up seeing the movie in theater because I'm just so busy sometimes, then I put it under the column labeled movies you missed. And then I try to watch those when I'm on a plane because we fly all the time. So like I didn't see Batman versus Superman in theater, but I'm going to try to watch it on a flight in the next month or two.
I don't want to see that because I heard terrible things.
Well, listen, does what's his face take off his shirt if that's all I'm looking for?
The Dorito man?
No.
Who's shaped like a Dorito.
Ooh, Prince Charming?
He's got a... Oh my God, we need to talk about Prince Charming, can we? Did we already talk about it at all?
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, him.
Is it Cavill or Cavill? I never know when to
I think Cavill is what I heard somebody
on the
say.
Wrong syllable, and it's hard.
Corey, we need to talk about Prince Charming.
Talk.
Did we talk about it at all, ever?
We talked about it when it was announced, but not since it's come out.
So, the premiere has happened, and as of this episode, I'm sure at least one more episode has aired, maybe two.
Yeah.
I can't confirm who has been out so far, what's been going on. So
well,
the premise of the show
all out, sis, if you know what I mean.
So it's one
like out of the closet, I meant
quote unquote like ideal man.
I wouldn't say that a prince.
Why the fuck I put it in quotes?
I wouldn't say a Prince Charming is an ideal man. I mean, I'm sure he's someone's ideal man.
Apparently, he's supposed to be the one everyone's vying over.
Well, yeah. Would you pay to sleep with him because he used to be a rent boy?
I respect his endeavors, but he is not my type.
Okay.
And I gather that solely from aesthetic, attitude, and his confrontational moments on the show.
Wow.
He's a bit like combative with the contestants, and it's almost as if producers are telling him,
"Listen,
this needs to be a little bit more drama."
It's a bunch of gay men.
I guess if I were on the show, I'd be like, girl, why are we all fighting over him?
Let's
we got
have
12 other
jerk.
Gays here that I would rather sleep with.
Really?
Well, not. I don't know who of who. But we watched the first episode with a squad of gays.
Yeah. A gaggle, if you will.
And I think it'll be an interesting show. I don't want to judge preemptively. It might have some great moments. It might have some thoughtful...
Learning moments.
Yeah, learning moments. But I think right off the bat, we saw a plot line about masculinity, femininity, and hyper-masculine aspirations within the gay community, and shaming, I think, femininity in some men.
I think a lot.
Or was it a reach?
You're talking about that first episode. I think it was a reach. I don't know. I thought I get the
There's a character named Robbie?
Yeah.
Maybe, who came into the house who was pretty flamboyant, pretty
I think that the guy
OTT.
I think the guy was questioning his real realness and authenticity anything about being gay or more feminine or flamboyant.
Sure.
I thought it was all very much a reach.
So there was a
because I feel like I would
Sam
react. I feel like I would
in.
React the same way to anyone acting over the top
sure.
and that and having that large of a personality, especially in a situation when cameras are involved.
I get
because
that.
You feel like they're playing to the camera.
I agree to a degree. I do think there was a bit of.
I guess we'll see. At this point, we've only seen the first episode.
Just knowing gays and knowing.
But you don't
myself.
But you don't know Sam.
I don't know Sam. But I do know that within the gay community, there is a pressure to be a bit more masculine and to perform in a way that is perceived as straight acting or not queenie.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that is how Robbie was acting, whether that is his real persona or not. And I totally get what you mean. I think you're actually pretty right. I wasn't really thinking about that. When cameras are on, I would think the same thing. Are people just, like, playing right. up a character?
Right. Are people wanting camera time? Are people wanting to be the next Prince Charming because they were the most interesting one on the show?
I think only time will tell. But I think my main impression was I think that there are a lot of issues within the gay community that aren't really discussed. And I hope that Finding Prince Charming kind of brings them to light or discusses them. I have heard that the show will talk about disclosing HIV status. We'll probably talk about PrEP, I'm sure. I'm sure race will come up because, it already has come up with the casting. Some people were saying that they cast a pretty diverse cast, but there were no Asian people at all. And so I think a lot of the community is pretty upset about that. I think the show has a spot on TV. And I think is worthy of a spot on TV. Will you keep watching it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it through. I really enjoyed watching it in this situation that we did. We watched Drag Race and Prince Charming with, like, six gays. And I actually liked it
a lot. People liked it, yeah.
It was
fun to watch.
It's interesting because some shows I very much like to watch on my own so I can hear everything and blah, blah, blah. And, like, people were talking, which sometimes I get frustrated with TV. But I think it was really fun and interesting to watch both of those shows with a group of gays because it does feel very much like a personal show, at least to me. I mean, I think it's both of them will probably exceed just like LGBTQ+ people and like straight people and everyone will watch it as well. But I don't know. It was a fun experience to kind of watch and hear who people were rooting for on Drag Race and what you and I were talking about
Well, I love Drag Race because I do feel like it really opens up conversations about coming out and about family and about.
They do a very good job.
It's so good. Congrats to RuPaul for her Emmy.
Well, yeah. They do a really good job with casting too. I mean, I think they get these people with interesting, diverse backgrounds and stories about growing up gay and coming out and their families, acceptance, and that sort of stuff.
But I feel like they don't even go for that. I think that just happens to be because everyone's situation is unique and different, coming from different places all around the country. But anyway, speaking of Cheesecake Factory,
Corey, we haven't literally talked about Cheesecake Factory in 10 minutes.
I need to bring up something that I think you will dive right into.
I hope it's a cheesecake. Pull it out of your purse right now.
Imagine. I don't have a purse.
Prove it.
No,
people.
I'm talking about there was a pop star who recently ordered Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, Katie.
And while waiting for it to arrive, on a Twitter tirade.
I don't think she went on a Twitter tirade. There's nothing wrong with conversing.
Words,
Why
really.
Are you putting a negative spin? Why are you pitting women against women?
I literally didn't.
Yeah. You're associating her with tirade. That's an awful word. Take it back. Apologize to Katie.
Katie, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, Corey, what happened?
She was interacting with her fans. She was having a Q&A.
She went off.
I don't think she went off.
She called herself a troll. She says, I'm just trolling.
Trolling.
I just linked you to the thing.
She said trolling with the homies.
Trolling with the homies. So Katy Perry goes on and she's been accused of being drunk for this, but I thought it was just fun. And in fact, you know what?
I'm going to break this mic in half.
What? Why?
I just hate when people accuse people of being drunk.
Like why? Because she was being transparent and fun with her fans.
Right. When I used to like make YouTube videos, people would be like, "You're drunk for this," and I'd be like, "No, literally, fuck you."
She's a loopy queen, loopy fiasco.
I hate websites like this garbage website perpetuating that she was drunk.
Because
they just need to clickbait.
The things that I got from Katy Perry's Twitter moment while she was waiting for a Cheesecake Factory to get delivered. Is that she's over Stan Wars. I think that there was a time in pop culture and in pop music when queens of pop were pitted against each other. And I still think that is perpetuated, especially by Twitter. But she went off and she openly is supporting Gaga within a couple of tweets. Somebody asked her, how do you feel about these days linking to a fan-made GIF of cartoon characters fighting over Gaga and Katie? And she goes, what did she say? Worst day, my least favorite days or something like that.
Yeah, she said, I hated those days.
Hated those days.
She hates pitting women against women.
She replied to a Gaga fan, buy Perfect Illusion on iTunes. I loved it.
Don't get me started on Gaga fans on Twitter.
Oh, I won't. And somebody attacked her for not having a Grammys, and she said,
find some new material or something
Yeah,
like that.
Get a new angle.
Good, that's what my
thing. I was like, yes,
I said,
good.
Help the gays. Help the people who have nothing to say about Katy Perry other than the fact that she doesn't have a Grammy. Like, what are they literally going to talk about when she wins one?
I would love it. You know what? I used to be a Katy Perry.
Then they're all
going to
be like,
because I bought into this.
They're going to be like, oh, it took so long. They like literally are so unoriginal and gross.
Wow. Well,
me.
All I took from this event was Katy has great taste in food,
and
Katy has great taste in Gaga. And she's fun. She's whimsical. She's transparent with her fans. She connects with them.
You didn't even talk about her saying that she would collab with Taylor Swift if Taylor said she was sorry.
Oh, my God. What did she say? Yeah.
Somebody said, would you ever collab with Taylor Swift? And she said, yeah, if she says sorry.
Wow.
Which makes me think Katy is a big person. Like, she's willing to accept an apology.
I agree. I think the whole experience was very real. Like, it didn't seem contrived at all. You know, when some... I think
it didn't feel like an ask me
artists,
anything
yeah.
like planned Reddit marketing promotion.
You can totally tell when like an artist is forced by their management to do a Twitter Q&A. And this was just like, oh, she's waiting for a Cheesecake Factory.
God. Oh, do you think she postmated it? I'm going to tweet her and ask her.
Being a Postmates driver in LA, you probably get set up into the hills and you deliver Cheesecake Factory to Katy. Imagine.
I'll ask her. I'll just ask her. I'll ask her right now. I'll say, so how did you get Cheesecake Factory delivered the other day?
I would assume maybe her assistant.
Went and got it?
Yeah. Because I wouldn't, if I were her, I would not Postmates that. Maybe she did. I don't know. This is like when Iggy Azalea had her address leaked by Domino's. And somebody was like, I just delivered to Iggy Azalea. Like, she wouldn't let that possibility happen. She does not need to get into an argument with Cheesecake Factory on Twitter. In fact, good for her for promoting them. Thank God. Did you see, Corey, how do you feel about Naya Rivera? Do you have any emotions whatsoever?
Not really.
That's exactly as
okay,
I expected.
I asked Katy. We'll see if by the next time we record another episode, if she
responded. Naya Rivera just released a book. It was kind of like a tell-all, I think, or something, or biography of sorts, stories, I don't know. And she went
in. She wrote
in
a book?
Yes, yeah, she released a book.
Okay.
She went off on a few different topics. Big Sean, Leah Michele, Ariana Grande, etc. Are any of those of interest to you? Because I'll tell you, if not, we can move right along.
Yes, tell me all the tea she has spilled.
apparently, her and Leah Michele, obviously, they hate each other, I think. That's like the thing. That's a feud that we are supposed to care about.
I don't know. It's just more women against women.
Well, Naya
just
got
like
fired
Sarah
because
Jessica
of Leah
Parker.
What?
Hated
who?
Kim Cattrall.
Really?
Supposedly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, all SJP. Along.
I like SJP, women but I don't like her Twitter handle. SJP.
Well.
It's just SJP.
So you said Leah Michele got Naya Rivera...
fired, allegedly.
From Glee?
Yeah.
She never even got fired.
I think she did. This is...
As someone who watched all of Glee, I thought they all just like took a break. Their names still showed up.
Let me tell
you
some drama. And I feel like... I can't confirm if any of this is true, but apparently when Cory Monteith died, she found out in the middle of the night. She told Big Sean, because they were dating at the time.
Okay.
And he basically said, damn, that sucks, and went back to bed. Like, didn't care, didn't offer her any help, didn't...
Was she, like, super close with him or something?
Yeah, they were on a show together. Glee. You might be familiar.
Well, I know, but I mean...
She went off on Big Sean the entire book. When they were planning her wedding, he didn't help at all. So, wouldn't even give her a guest list of people he wanted to invite. This is just an airing of grievances from a bad breakup. Who cares? Who bought this? No offense to Naya Rivera.
You're promoting it right now.
The more important...
The more important question is, does she narrate the book herself on Audible?
Look it up. I don't know.
I don't know what her name is or the name of her book is.
The most interesting thing that I'm seeing from this tell-all, quote-unquote tell-all, is at one point, Naya and Big Sean were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at his home, and she was, like, down the street or wherever she lives. And he was like, don't come over. I don't want to see you. And she was like, well, I have a key, so I'll be over in a minute. And she went over there,
so
and guess
said,
who was sitting on the couch?
He said, don't come to my house. And she said, I'm going to come let myself in.
Yep.
Okay, I hate people.
Like, and guess who was sitting on the couch?
This is why I don't give anyone a key to my place.
Wow. Hey, actually, you didn't give me a key.
I did for a long time, and then I took it back.
Oh, did you? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I never came
over. You probably lost it.
Anyway, guess who was sitting on the couch when she went over there?
Unless it's Cory Monteith's ghost, I probably...
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying that would be interesting. I'd love to hear what he has to say.
It was...
Let's get Tyler Henry.
She said in the book, she said, I'll give you a hint. Her name rhymes with Mariana or Shmariana Shmande. That's what she said in the book. I said, girl, at that point, just say her name.
Wow. Is this
Can you believe Tariana Tande was on the couch?
Is this a number one bestseller?
I don't know. And then another tell-all in the book, the final tell-all on this list says, she didn't key Mark Sailing's car. She only threw sludge on it.
What is sludge? What the fuck is sludge?
I cannot.
What is sludge?
I want to see somebody do a bullet point list of the tell-all. The things that I said in my tell-all, because I can imagine the ridiculousness if these are the things that made news.
Sludge is a thick, soft, wet mud.
Oh, my God. Give it some.
Sometimes
give me that
mixed
sludge.
With ooze, silt.
What?
Muck.
And muck, the Pokemon.
And mire.
It's like that Pokemon muck. Who? What? Grimer.
Yeah, so she threw a Pokemon at Mark Sailing's car.
Corey, what's your update on Pokemon? Where are you in your life?
I'm on level 24. Okay. We're finally able to, like, walk Pokemon. So, you know, I'm doing that, trying to finally get the last few candies I need to, like, fucking finally evolve my Bulbasaur and my Pikachu. And that's how Corey sees it.
We were at what restaurant yesterday for lunch? Getting turkey wraps, you got roast beef.
Oh, Jersey Mike's, your favorite.
We're at Jersey Mike's, and Corey's going through his entire Pokédex, telling me an update on every Pokémon he's got. And
I'm at 118 or 19 in my Pokédex, which is quite a few. I'm looking forward to our trip to London, because then I'm going to catch a Mr. Mime.
I would love a Mr. Mime, truly.
Well, you've given up on Pokémon Go, and you know that.
I really haven't opened it in a quick minute.
Well.
I haven't. Did you see your favorite actor?
Who?
Miles Teller.
God, I hate... Dyed his hair blonde?
Well, he dyed his hair blonde in the summer or something, but he apologized to the internet for dyeing his hair blonde. He publicly apologized.
I don't know why I hate Miles Teller.
Why do you?
I shouldn't say hate. I just don't like him as an actor, but I loved Whiplash.
Let's dissect this disdain.
Well...
Because do you know anything about him personally?
I'm going to write a book called...
People I Hate?
Miles
for no reason?
Miles Tell All Teller. Okay. And I'm going to tell all of you why I hate
the Miles
him.
Tell All.
Yes.
The Maddie
Do
B book.
Stan him?
That's a wrap.
The last thing I need is more stands coming for me.
I don't know if Miles Teller has
why
any
fan accounts.
Why
do so many people search indirects for their faves just to start a Twitter war? Get a life. Get a job. Own a business. Suck
Step
a dick.
Step your pussy up.
Step your pussy up.
Did you see that meet and greet clip from DNCE?
I did, and you're really going to catch me in a mood talking about
it. No, I want to hear you, because you know what? I have seen both sides of it. So basically what happened was there was a free meet and greet.
It was free.
It was a free at a mall.
I did not know it was free.
I know. Corey's going to go off.
I'm going to throw something.
It was in Guadalajara, Mexico.
I'm actually not going to throw anything. Violence isn't
It was an opportunity for fans to pop in, get a picture, go.
Yep.
It was not like a you paid $2,000 for this VIP moment.
So it was
like,
free.
That's what I read on Twitter.
Okay,
because
I saw like people on Twitter saying
people
like they paid blah blah blah.
Sure, people were going off because the security guards were pulling fans in, pushing them out, and there were moments when fans would overstep a boundary that clearly you could see was a boundary for the artists, specifically Joe Jonas, and the security guard would yank the child and throw them
because they overstepped a boundary.
Yeah. Throw them to, you know, to the exit.
They would help shuffle them.
But this
along.
This was when like fans were going in for a kiss or like
trying to hug.
Just blah 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 blah. And you know what? I want to hear your perspective.
My thoughts. Here's the thing. You know, I'm always going to say everything's so contextual because I don't get to watch the entire meet and greet from beginning to end.
We don't know what happened. We don't know
what rules were explained. Maybe the security guard was nice at the beginning and there were 900 people overstepping the boundaries. And then they thought, well, I guess now we have to, like, change what we're doing because nobody's following the rules.
As people
But like I said, I didn't see the entire thing. Secondly, anytime one of your faves is taking time to meet you or go to your city and meet you, all that's a wonderful experience, and I love meeting fans, but you should always follow the rules that are set up by the security or by the
team. If you pay for it. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm clarifying. Because I read some comments that were like, how dare they give this bad experience to fans? They paid this much money.
Those people are delusional.
Whether they paid or not,
I will tweet that.
There are boundaries that humans have. And just because somebody's a celebrity or offering a entertainment service does not allow anybody, even the biggest fan, the superest fan, access to them in a way that makes that artist uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, it's so...
It's a duh thing for us.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of these kids come from a generation when... meet and greets are standard.
Yeah.
I feel like that was never a thing. There was never a chance for you to meet your faves unless it was like 10 people at a concert, maybe, or radio contest winners. But nowadays it's like anybody has access to that because that is a level you can buy.
Right. And it all goes back to like, I think it goes back to the Justin Bieber thing with him canceling his meet and greet and saying that he feels like a collectible and that people don't even want to like interact with him and everyone just wants a selfie. And I get that. It's like, I tweeted the other day that I had met Katy Perry and I didn't ask her for a picture. It's just like I would always rather talk to the person. And like 9 times 100%. Out of 10, I would actually say probably now, especially doing what we do, 10 times out of 10, I would never ask my fave for a picture unless someone on their team like offered it or they suggested it. I would just always rather talk to the person and spend time getting to know them and have a real conversation.
And on the flip side, we're really lucky that we are put in situations like that where we can do that. I understand the frantic feeling of you're waiting in line all day. You have 10 seconds. You want to make the most of it. But I think the biggest fans should know the most to respect those boundaries.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not like – I think a lot of times people think that security just like made up these rules. Like a lot of times this is a conversation that celebrity or that person has had with their security team about what they're comfortable with, what they want to expect from the meet and greet from both ends.
And personally, if that situation were happening and I saw my security guard being a little bit more physical, I would maybe step them aside and say, hey, is there a way to do this so that it doesn't feel like this? And you know what? I don't support, you know, security guards pushing, pulling, but – If they feel it's their job to protect me,
right?
If they feel like I'm in harm's way, and somebody might say, "Oh, it's a 12-year-old girl. What are they going to do?" You don't know what somebody's comfort level is, and you don't know who's out there, especially in a world where there, in recent history, have been people who have been killed at meet and greets or having gone out after a show and have been shot. Don't ever tell an artist or a performer in any capacity what they should feel comfortable with. That's up for them to decide.
I agree. It's, yeah.
And your access to them is a privilege and you're lucky to have it.
Right.
All they're offering is entertainment. Anything they do extra, you should be just grateful for.
Right. It's just tough. It's tough because I get how some people in fandoms feel like entitled or feel like they've helped create someone and that they
totally.
And that they deserve what they want. But at the end, it's like if you were really a fan, you would listen to what that person is saying they're comfortable with and respect that. Yeah. I just want people to respect each other, whether it's fans respecting their favorite celebrity or a celebrity respecting their fans or security respecting that. I just want people to respect each other.
That's beautiful, Corey.
Well, Aretha said it best.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Well, if you want to respect Corey, you can follow him on Twitter.
Yes.
Corey, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
And Instagram.
I was letting you spell it.
K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H-L.
And I am Tyler Oakley everywhere. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you have a good life. Go get some Cheesecake Factory. Order it, and then tweet us some questions, and maybe we'll reply to you.
Or tweet picture Tyler a picture of a sexy Tails cartoon. Because he's into that for some reason.
Okay, we gotta go. Bye!